Hello there. I do love this part of the evening when the fire has died down a little bit, giving the room just the right amount of warmth and light. The following story, we hope, also has just the right amount of warmth and light. May it serve as our New Year's wish for you and for everyone the world over. The To-Do List was recorded live at the Slipper Room on November 26th. It was part of our annual Holiday Haunt special.
Simsbury.
Hi, Fred. Come on in. Care for a cup of tea? I also have some oatmeal cookies fresh from the oven.
Oh, it's a tad frosty out there, so I'm not going to refuse you. As soon as I drop off your mail here, that is, let me see what I have here.
Well, the usual junk mail, I presume.
Well, let's see. You know, it's always been my good fortune that yours is the last house on the route. You always have something warm to drink for me when it's cold and something cold to drink when it gets hot. Always appreciate that. Yeah, now let's see, Hey, it looks like what my wife calls gimme mail. Gimme this, gimme that. Bills, mailings from this charity, that benevolent association, that fella running for office. Letters asking you to give him something or other.
Oh, well, that's what I expected.
Well, this is the time of year for Christmas cards. I expect to be handling you bushels of those pretty soon.
Oh, I suppose. But you have to send Christmas cards if you expect to get any in return.
You don't send Christmas cards, Mrs. Simsbury?
Well, not like I once did. Not since I lost my son a few years ago.
I understand, Mrs. Simsbury. And I do appreciate your son's service and sacrifice.
Oh, what a terrible thing that we still fight wars.
Yes, it is. Well, hey, well, looky here. You do have one actual letter here. Maybe it's your first Christmas card of the season.
Hmm.
Well, what's the matter, Mrs. Simsbury? Is something wrong?
Well, it's from my best friend, Anne Marie Piedmont. She passed away last week. Cancer.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Simsbury. She must have just sent it not long before she...
Why does life have to be so hard, Fred? She was the closest friend I ever had. You know, Anne Marie wanted to keep on living so badly. More so than I. Oh, but I'm forgetting your tea and cookies.
Hello, Fred.
Hi, Stan.
Stan, you could have knocked.
Well, I guess I lose all sense of manners when I smell those oatmeal cookies.
Those cookies are for hardworking fellows like our letter carrier, Fred, here, not layabouts like yourself.
Well, maybe you didn't notice. Today I raked the leaves from your front lawn as well as mine.
Well, then that means you're close to paid up for all the bread and eggs you've gotten out of me this month.
Bread and eggs? What about the milk of human kindness? Have I never supplied you with a quart or two? No mail at all for me today, huh, Fred?
Well, you know, it happens to us all sometime.
Here, why don't you take my junk mail, Stan?
Ha! I'll take it. I get so much of this stuff myself. I actually save on my heating bill by burning it all up in the fireplace. What you got there, Vicky?
A letter from Anne Marie.
Oh, Vicky, I'm sorry to hear about Anne Marie. That letter's just getting here now? How is that so?
Well, it must have been one of the last things she ever did, I reckon.
Wow. I'm surprised you haven't opened it yet.
I will in a moment. Maybe I don't feel like crying just yet. Did you stop to consider that, Stan?
I'm going to take a rain check on those cookies, Mrs. Simsbury.
Nonsense! You're going to take some to go.
Oh, all right, if you insist.
Wait right here.
So, what are you up to tonight, Fred?
Well, I got to get back and buy a Christmas tree for the house before the nursery closes for the evening. How is Mrs. Simsbury, Stan? This has been a rough time for her. You got to keep an eye on her.
I've been her next-door neighbor for quite a long time now. Anne Marie's death may have put her over the edge, Red. I thought for the first time she might come out of mourning for her son and her husband and start going out again, but this...
Here's your cookies, Fred. Still nice and warm. I'd eat them on the way home, though. They just don't taste as nice once they reach room temperature.
Oh, don't you worry about that. Well, I must be on my way. I'll see you tomorrow, God willing.
See you, Fred.
Good night.
Vicky, can I be serious for a moment? I know I annoy you sometimes, and I don't mean to, but as your neighbor, I want to let you know that I'm so lousy with words sometimes.
Is there something else you want, Stan?
No, I just...
Then, please, just leave me alone.
Vicky, your house used to be the most beautifully decorated house on the whole street for Christmas. And I already know it's going to be dark again this year, isn't it?
Oh, I don't have it in me, Stan. I'm tired.
I can help. Let me help you.
I know you mean well, Stan, but I'd like you to leave now. Please. Thank you.
Vicky, I know what's happening is especially hard. I know what it's like. I lost my own Jenny, you know, but... And I say this as a friend who's lived to tell the tale. Life has to go on.
Does it?
Yes, it does. If you need me, you just call.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, Anne Marie, why? Why? I'm going to be so lonely without you. This is even harder than I thought it was going to be. I can't bear to open this letter, but... Oh, hey, the return address, the postmark, oh, the ink is all smudged. I can't read it. It must be my tears that fell on it. I've got to read it. My dearest Vicky, please accept this.
My Christmas wish to you, my most cherished, loyal, and beloved friend. I had hoped to spend one more Christmas with you, but alas, it was not to be. But please know I am with you always. In every warm afternoon breeze, in every laugh you hear from a child, in the steam rising from your tea kettle, I am right there beside you. I am everywhere. Enclosed in this card is a separate folded piece of blue paper. The hardest thing about leaving is that there are so many things left undone. Well, as you already know, I am a creature who revels in being organized. I always had my to-do list handy, and I could never rest easy until each item was checked off. Enclosed here is my final to-do list, and as you will soon see, none of the items have been checked off. That's where I need your help, old friend.
Oh, here it is.
It's not a long list, but I'll need you to pay a few visits. Please mark each item off once you've completed the task. My to-do list. Number one, take the train.
Take the train?
Take the train north to Bunsen, then take a cab to Mallory State Raceway.
Mallory State Raceway?
My brother Kevin, goes to the track once a week.
Oh, Kevin.
He regularly sits at box 10, row E, seat 3. When you see him, tell him that he...
Kevin?
Huh?
Kevin.
Yeah, lady, can't you see that I'm... Oh, wow. Vicky? What on earth are you doing here?
What are you doing here, Kevin?
Losing.
Kevin, I won't take up too much of your time. I'm very sorry about your sister.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. Is that what you came all this way to tell me?
No. She left me a note.
It's more than she left me.
Well, that's just it. She was too sick at the end to get around to doing everything she wanted to do.
Right. Poor kid.
Well, she wanted me to say that she regrets never letting you know how much she loved you as she did. And that it's not too late to do something meaningful with your life.
Sounds like her, all right. Like what?
Well, she had an odd request.
Request?
A tip, actually, as you gambling folks say.
Anne-Marie, my kid's sister, a tip? Oh, you're daffy.
It says here on her to-do list, Monkfish Moon in the third race.
Vicky, you gotta be kidding me.
Ask him to use that $50 I loaned him and put it all on that horse, she writes. All I ask in return, she goes on to say, is that he give you 20% of his winnings.
Give you? What is this?
It's what she wrote here.
I'm sorry, Vicky. I'm not buying any of this.
I know it's crazy. It sounds crazy to me, too, but it's your dead sister's last wish. So what if you lose $50? Would it kill you? And you never paid her that money back. Shame on you. What kind of brother are you?
All right, all right, all right. Hey, my sister passed last week. How would she know or care that Monkfish Moon was running today?
Oh, heck if I know. I'm just reading what she wrote here. Are you gonna place the bet or not?
It's too weird.
But what if she's right? You might really regret it.
Well,
Kevin,
you know what the odds are in that race?
I don't understand any of that business.
All right. Vicky.
What?
Would you stop?
Stop what?
Stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
Like you're condemning me.
Oh. Well, are you or are you not going to place that bet?
All right already. Come with me. What do you know? I won.
We won.
Item number 2. Take the 5% out of my share of Kevin's winnings and visit Adrian's Florist. Purchase 4 sets of their nicest arrangements, and then I'll need you to visit
Dr. Vincent?
Yes.
Dr. Vincent, I'm Vicky Simsbury. I was Anne-Marie Piedmont's best friend.
Oh, my sincerest condolences, Mrs. Simsbury. Oh,
well, Dr. Vincent, Anne-Marie asked me as a special favor to pay you a visit.
Yes?
She wanted me to tell you that she was very grateful for the excellent care you provided for her, especially during her last days. You and your staff, that is.
Oh, that's awfully kind.
Well, I have some flowers and cookies and cakes outside for you and the staff as a token of her appreciation. I would just need a hand bringing them in.
Oh, of course. That really wasn't necessary.
Well, she meant to do it herself, but was too weak at the end, you know.
I know. I understand. Well, I'm surprised, but I guess I shouldn't be. That's the kind of person she was. So thoughtful and caring and thorough.
Yes, she was thorough, wasn't she?
As thorough as any one of us could ever hope to be. If only there were more Anne-Maries in this world. Maybe it would all run just a little bit better.
Item number 3. Return to my home with the rest of the winnings. Go there and find the young man who rents my upstairs room. You've seen him before. His name is Harold.
Harold, is that you?
Yes. Oh, hi, Mrs. Simsbury.
I see you're all packed up, huh?
All packed up and ready to go. Nowhere.
Oh, well, how far is nowhere from here?
I'm just getting out. There's nothing for me in this little podunk town.
Well, you're probably right about that. Mrs. Piedmont, Anne-Marie, wanted me to remind you about that. She was always very fond of you. Kind of like the son she never had.
Really? She cared that much for me?
Well, not only that. She believed in you. She wanted me to tell you that, well, that she regrets never telling you how much joy it gave her to hear you each night from downstairs singing and playing the piano.
She was always listening and humming along, and it gave her great peace, especially at the end.
She was listening to me.
Yes. She wanted you to know that more people need to enjoy your talent.
Yeah, but no one cares about my songs. I'm just a lousy hack with a few stale verses and choruses for sale. I think I've had enough.
But have you really tried? You need to go where the music business is. It's not anywhere near this town.
I'd have to go to Tin Pan Alley. That's in New York.
Anne Marie thought very highly of you, of your talent, that all you needed was a chance to give yourself a chance.
I don't even know what any of that means.
Have you ever even been to New York?
No. Have you?
No. But it's about time you went there to see for yourself.
How can I? I don't have any money. I don't know anyone.
This should help you get started. At least for a few months.
What's that?
Anne Marie wanted you to have this. She said to go to New York City and hunt down that dream of yours before it's too late. You know, it's too late for a lot of people in this world. Don't be one of those people, Harold.
Well, I don't know what to say other than thank you.
Thank Anne Marie.
What a swell lady that Anne Marie was, eh? I'll never forget what she did for me today.
And the last item on this list is to pass on some advice to my very best friend. It can be so hard, but you still must find the joy in living. Please, Vicky, darling, for me, decorate your house once more for the holidays. Not just for Christmas, but the way you once did for Thanksgiving, for Halloween, for Easter, for the 4th of July. Let the world know that you're still alive, because, you know, it's lucky to still have you in it. And as for that ne'er-do-well who lives next door to you, Stan, be kind to him. He's not perfect by any measure, but someone greater than all of us decided to drop him into your life. He's a good man. Let him be your friend. Let him help you, and you try to help him where you can.
Hey, Vicky, how's this look?
Have you ever draped holly around a banister before, Stan?
Well, I figured it's not too much different from tying a sailor's knot.
Oh, Stan. How about you let me do that, and you just carry up those boxes of lights from the cellar?
Oh, you just want me around here for my muscles, I see.
Oh, just bring the boxes up, please. And try not to drop anything this time.
All righty.
Oh, it's Fred. Wait a second, Fred. I'm coming. Fred, good to see you.
Afternoon, Mrs. Simsbury. What's that I smell?
Why, that's gingerbread, Fred. I have some Christmas cookies for you this time. Well, nice and warm.
It certainly is my lucky day. Here you go, Mrs. Simsbury. Hey, there, Stan.
Hello, Fred.
This is all that came for you today, Mrs. Simsbury. Here you go.
Oh, the return address. The ink is smudged. Can't read it. Wonder who it's from.
Open it! Oh, it's a thank you card, huh? What's it say?
It only says, Love, Anne Marie. Back in 1967, the great icon of the silver screen, Cary Grant, stepped into a music recording studio, and for the first and only time in his long career, he recorded and released a record. Why? He wanted to record this special song as a Christmas gift for his only daughter, Jennifer, who was but a year old at the time. He recruited none other than the legendary Peggy Lee to pen the lyrics for the tune, and the result is this truly rare but beautiful and heartfelt gem.
Angels bless you, little one, while you're fast asleep. You'll awake to dancing toys, candy canes, Christmas joys. And I pray your whole life through, angels will watch over you, loving you the way I do. My little one, sleep well.
And that concludes our holiday haunts for this year. Anne Marie was played by Casey LaForest. Fred the Mailman was played by David Linton. Stan was played by Eric Davey Gislison. Kevin was played by Michael Pate. Dr. Vincent was played by Alan LaForest. Harold was played by James Kleinman. And the part of Vicky was played by me, Ali Silva. The musical performance, Christmas Lullaby, written by Peggy Lee and Cy Coleman, was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. The To-Do List was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Holiday Haunts was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard, and our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. We would be thrilled with the gift of your rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback does a lot to keep the lifeblood flowing for our little production company. And while you're at it, if you haven't yet, subscribe. You can also see what we really look like when you find us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle @FiresideMystery. We have lots of Fireside Mystery Theater swag that would make great gifts you can score for yourself or the FMT fan in your life. T-shirts, hoodies, pillows, totes, mugs, notebooks, stickers, all sorts of cool gear with our logo. Lots of sales going on this holiday season, too. Just go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch and explore our online shop. This is your own Ali Silva. We hope the new year brings you much happiness and good health. I know we always try to do our best to keep our resolutions without often long-term success. But why don't we just promise not to waver in our resolve to mind the shadows?